Hello, welcome to Raymond Castile's Basement of Horror. Happy Halloween. I hope you've been having an amazing Halloween season, but unfortunately, as it always does, it must come to an end. And we have arrived, just like the monster at the end of the book, we've arrived at the end of the Halloween season. It's sad. It's very sad. But we should be happy. It's Halloween. Yay! Fantastic. For this final episode of the Halloween season, we're just going to take it light, I hope. I hope it's light. I had planned a deep dive into another famous mask company and a famous line of masks, but I felt like I just didn't have my ducks in a row, and I wanted to make sure that I did it justice, so I decided to put that off until next Halloween and do something a little lighter, maybe lower stakes, just hopefully kind of a light, breezy, fun episode for Halloween. I hope. We'll see if it works out that way. It doesn't always, but we'll see. So what are we going to look at? I sound like that record girl. What are we going to look at today? What are we going to look at? We're going to look at this. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to stare at that skeleton all episode. That's it. That's the episode. I'm already breaking policy. I told myself I would not handle these by the little elastic or the little ropes up here. I'm already not following my own credo. What is a credo? Did I use that word correctly? I don't know. Not sure. We're going to look at these rubbery dolls, these Halloween dolls. But before we look at this one, we're going to sit him over just momentarily. Let's look at some other similar dolls just to tell you what I'm, show you what I'm talking about here. Now, we've had these on the show before. These were made for the Brendan Fraser, I pronounced it correctly, Mummy movie years and years ago. And these have latex outer skins and foam interiors. But these are hard. They have turned hard. And I have some other ones. Ooh, he's cracking. He's crackling. These are the theme park versions for Universal theme parks. They're bigger. Same two characters, but they're bigger. Made the same way. But they're kind of jumbo. Same characters, made the same way. And also hard. These things are made of latex. The skins are made of latex, and latex turns hard. All latex eventually will turn hard. If it doesn't rot, it'll turn hard. Here's this guy. I think he's called a priest. I think that's what they called him at the time. He is hard. They're all hard. And when they were new, they were soft and squishy and rubbery. Not so much now. And this brown zombie-looking guy, of course, that's Imhotep. That's the mummy. Not the Karloff Imhotep. I like these goofy things. This is the retail version. This is the theme park version. And you can see there's a big size difference. They're cool. They look like Fulci zombies. I like this genre of toy with the latex outer skin and the foam interior. I just wish they didn't turn hard, but I do like, they're fun. You can get a big toy, a big dumb toy that you can play with for a relatively inexpensive price, but though I don't know how inexpensive these were. $12.95. Not bad for a big toy like that, even 20 plus years ago. But, you know, like, Toys R Us back in the day, they had the big dinosaurs and sharks and alligators, the big, made the same way with a rubbery skin and foam inside. And they were, for what they were, they were inexpensive. If you were going to get a plastic dinosaur or something that big, it would cost a lot of money. You know, like the contemporary Jurassic World dinosaurs, those are expensive. But when it's rubbery with foam inside, it can be made and sold inexpensively. And you can play with it rough, bang them together, have wars, fights, and throw it, and just have fun with it. And that's the way these things were when they were new. Not now. If you bang this around, it'll just crack and fall apart. Now, I don't know who made these. I suspect it was a company we're going to talk about in a little bit, the Paper Magic Group. I don't know for sure that Paper Magic Group made these, but I suspect that they probably did. They probably made these for Universal, but I don't know. There isn't any markings I can find other than the Universal logo. But most of the stuff we're going to see was made by the Paper Magic Group. And I have a hunch they probably made these too. Don't know that for sure. But I'm pretty confident that most of the other things, well, I know because their name is on most of it, but most of the other things we're going to look at were made by the Paper Magic Group. Now let's get these off the table and then we'll continue. All right, like magic, they're gone. And now we have some other toys up here. This is a Roswell alien. And he looks like a Roswell alien, doesn't he? I mean, he looks dead. Doesn't he look like he should be on a slab being dissected? He's not going to pilot anything anytime soon. He's a dead alien. Poor thing. Look at him. Aww. Aww. He's definitely Roswell. He's not a generic alien. He's scary, posable, and latex. It's like latex is a selling point. You can see it better there. Scary, posable, latex. And now this is definitely a Halloween item, as you can see from the packaging. He's made specifically for Kmart, and some of the other ones we'll look at were made for Target. A lot, and those mummies were made for Universal, so not just a license, but for the theme parks. So a lot of these things are made for a particular chain or a particular store or a theme park. This is made for Kmart. And he is, well, he's not turning hard exactly. His neck is kind of turning hard. His big problem is this arm. It pretty much fell off. It all but fell off. Didn't completely fall off, but just about. And I had to glue it back on. These things, I think, a lot of these joints are held together just with super glue. So that's what I used. But I had to do it a couple of times to get it to take hold. He's pretty, you know, he's cute. I like him. I like that he looks dead. He doesn't look like a alien that's going to attack you or talk to you. He looks like a laboratory cadaver, like a dead alien from the Roswell crash. He's going to have an autopsy, and they're going to experiment on the poor little guy. Poor thing. And this is the doll that got me into collecting these kinds of toys. I really like this Frankenstein. It's from the same series. I don't know if there are other characters in this series or not. I just have I have two of these Frankensteins, and I have that alien. And the other Frankenstein, I mean, it's the same toy, but it's painted just a little differently. The color scheme is a little different, but it's the same toy. Look at that cutie. When I picked him up by the head, and he crackled a little bit. So these things they're old, they're fragile. Gotta be careful. I really like this Frankenstein, and his name is Frankie. That's what they called him, Frankie. He's got some cool Frankenstein boots and that wonderful jacket. And I think the thing I like about him most of all, besides just he has a sort of a pathos about him, he looks like a Hammer Frankenstein. He looks like something you would see in a Hammer film. Even the outfit, the costume has a Hammer vibe. He looks Hammer inspired. And the other one I have, the paint is just a little different, and the head is kind of leaning to one side, so he looks even sadder because his head's leaning. I'm spending a lot of time on him because I do really like this particularly. I like this Frankenstein toy a lot. He's got a lot of character. I don't see Halloween toys like this anymore. Not like this. This stands out. This is pretty cool. And he does have wires in him, so you could, at least when he was new, you could bend these arms and pose him. And the legs too, I think. Yeah. With both of these. I know the alien definitely has wires in his legs, so I'm sure the Frank does too. Frankie. Now let me see if there's anything else I can learn about these. They're made for Kmart, but I don't see a date, and because of the packaging I can't really see under the feet. I don't see anything there, but I can't get a really good look. And there's nothing on the back. There's not like a company information on the back or the back of the head. No. And as I said before, every time you look at your toys, you notice something else wrong with them. It's inevitable. All the stuff, it all ages, gets old, falls apart, rots, turns hard, cracks, crumbles. I wonder if he has any glow-in-the-dark paint on him. I've never given it a try to see. It doesn't say he glows in the dark. But he looks like he might. I don't think he does, but aw, just look at him. Aw, isn't he cute? I like that Frankenstein. And he does look like a Hammer character. He looks like not a specific Hammer Frankenstein, but he looks like something you would see in a Hammer Frankenstein movie. So here are these two lovelies. I don't know if there are other characters, like a witch or whatever. There might be, I don't know. I've only seen these two. And again, I suspect these are made by Paper Magic Group, but I don't know for sure. But it's the kind of thing, as we're gonna find out, it's the kind of thing Paper Magic would make. Hello there. I'm interrupting this episode for a special message. In the days since I shot this episode, I found more information about the Frankie and Roswell alien dolls. They were made by a company called Lanka Novelties, based in Sri Lanka. Lanka Novelties made latex-skinned, foam-filled sharks,
dragons, dinosaurs, nature toys, educational toys. As far as I can tell, the Frankie and Roswell alien dolls were made around the year 2000. They might have been introduced earlier than that, but they were available in the year 2000. And the way we know this is because there was a Frankie salesman sample on eBay that had a Blanca Novelties tag on it with handwritten notes inside the tag. The tag folded out, and inside were notes, including the name of the salesperson and what looks like the year 2000. It's hard to tell. It looks like it's January 2000. So, apparently, Frankie and Roswell Alien were made by Blanca Novelties around the year 2000, the turn of the century. Now back to our regularly scheduled basement of horror.
Now let's go back to our buddy here, the skeleton. This is proper Paper Magic Group, for sure. That is the Paper Magic Group. And it has a nice tag with some information, so we'll learn something here. Buster hanging decor for ages 5 and up. This is not a toy. Well, we'll see about that. Distributed by Target Corporation, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Made in China. Copyright 2005 Target brands. Now that's interesting, 2005. Because we're gonna get into dates in a minute, and I'm surprised at that date, 2005. But he's definitely Paper Magic Group. And this character Buster was sort of their Halloween mascot for a few years. They did other products based on this Buster character. They did other puppets that were made of different materials. They did other kinds of novelties with this Buster likeness, this character. This is their character, and you know his name is Buster. They gave him a name. He's not just Hanging Skeleton, he's Buster. And he popped up in a lot of different Paper Magic Group Halloween products for a few years. So he's Mr. Paper Magic Group Halloween, early 2000s. And he does dangle and jiggle around. And that is a different aesthetic from what we were just seeing with that Frankie and the alien, and different from those Universal Studios mummies. This is more ironic, more hipster, I guess. And it's got that early 2000s Target Halloween vibe, which is not a bad vibe. Let's set him down here. We're gonna meet his entire family. But let's talk about the Paper Magic Group. Ta-da! I have my notebook, of course. The Paper Magic Group was founded in 1974. In 1986, it became an affiliate of CSS Industries. Paper Magic Group had two divisions, their winter division and their fall-spring division. The winter division handled their Christmas products and their Valentine's Day products. The fall-spring division, which was based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, handled Halloween and Easter, and also non-holiday products. The fall-spring division also had design offices in North Hollywood and San Diego, so there was a California connection to that as well. And that makes sense, since they were designing stuff like this. It's designed in Hollywood by maniacs. Google AI says CSS acquired PMG, Paper Magic Group, in 1998, but the archived Paper Magic Group website in their history says 1986, not 1998. So I would tend to believe the Paper Magic Group website, but maybe I'm misunderstanding something there, but I just, for completeness, I want to point that out. In 2012, CSS sold the Paper Magic Group Halloween division to Gemmy Industries. By now, Paper Magic Group owned Don Post, Topstone, and a number of other Halloween-related companies. So when CSS sold that Halloween division to Gemmy, along with it came Topstone and Don Post and other companies related to Halloween. They had a whole family of Halloween mask and novelty companies that were now owned by Paper Magic Group. They had bought them out over the course of the 90s, and now all of that was owned by Gemmy. Then in 2022, Trick or Treat Studios acquired Paper Magic Group and all of its associated Halloween brands, Don Post, Topstone, Elusive Concepts, Great Cover Up. So now Trick or Treat Studios owns all of this. Maybe they'll put Buster back out again. Maybe they'll revisit Buster. So Paper Magic Group, as we knew it, is no more. I think the brand, well, obviously Trick or Treat Studios owns it. They could resurrect it. But I think outside of the Halloween realm, I think the brand still exists, but I'm not clear on that. Certainly, though, when it comes to Halloween, Trick or Treat owns it. I haven't seen them use that brand so far, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll use it for something. I don't know. They could use it for this stuff. On the blowmolded.com website, there are some Paper Magic Group catalogs. Here is their 2002 catalog that shows the dolls we're about to look at, including Buster. And now here's their 2003 catalog that again shows these rubber dolls. The 1999 catalog does not include these dolls. So at least we can narrow it down that much. I don't know what year they were introduced, but obviously it was after 1999. And by 2002, they were manufacturing these dolls. And the one we looked at, this guy, says 2005, so they were still making them that late. It was several years that they made these things. I don't know if there's a good way to handle him. Let's put him back here. Here's another version of Buster. And he has a different tag. There's Buster again, but now Buster's a pirate. What happened to Buster? Bruce got his leg and his arm. Maybe Luke Skywalker cut it off the lightsaber? I don't know. Now, why would they turn Buster into a pirate? Well, what was going on in the early 2000s? What was the big thing? Yep, Pirates of the Caribbean. So it makes perfect sense that Buster would turn into a pirate. Arr. I haven't seen any other versions of these besides the ones I have. Well, I take that back. I haven't seen any other versions of these specific characters besides the ones that I have. So I don't know if there are other, if there's Buster as a cowboy or Buster as this, Buster as that. I've only seen the basic Buster and then this one, the pirate one. Now that said, I have seen completely different versions of some of these, which I'll get into later. But that's Buster as a pirate. And yes, he's got wires. He's pretty cool. I think he's cool. I think all these things are cool. Now let's look at you. A witch. Creepy witch. That's the only, she doesn't have a name, just creepy witch. This is so rubbery. It's like tactile. It's just very rubbery. If you like rubber toys, jigglers, this is very rubbery. She's just very rubbery. If you're a jiggler person, you would like this stuff. Even though it's latex, it's not the oily PVC kind of rubber. It still has that rubbery feel. But not forever, because It's going to turn hard one day. It's going to be like those mummies. And it's only a matter of time. And it's too bad because she's got these cute jiggly legs. And she's a little squishy. And nothing lasts forever. Ah, look at that. Blah. Look at that hat. It's like something from a Tim Burton movie. Her hands are part of her body. They don't... It's kind of unusual that... And this is the only one I think that's like that, where the hands are not separate. The arms are not separate. And she's got very jiggly legs, the kind of a Wizard of Oz type of stockings. And she doesn't have a name as far as I know, just Hanging Witch. I guess there were a lot of witches hung once upon a time. She probably doesn't appreciate that name. No, you don't like that. No. We don't want to talk about witches and hanging. Nope. She's really cute. They're all cute. And this is definitely, for sure, Paper Magic Group. Ah, I'm afraid his head's going to fall off. Here's a vampire. He's very elaborate. Well, I say that because he's got what some people would say, soft goods. I don't really... It's too jargony for me, soft goods. He's got a fabric cape. That's interesting. He could have made it a rubber cape, but I like that they made it a fabric cape. Let me see if I can support him with his band without damaging him. I think he'll be okay. He looks like Kid Dracula, doesn't he? And he's got arms and legs, unlike the witch. The arms are separate. He's pretty cool. Got a nice fabric cape. Big tusks for fangs. Even though it's not a toy, I'm sure any kid that got these would have played with them, of course. I like that cape. It's really nice. I think I'm going to look at this cape. I don't know if you're seeing it the way I'm seeing it. It's a very nicely done cape. You know, if you're a customizer, you could probably use that cape for other things. Now, finally, with this particular series, we have a Frankenstein. He's pretty cool. I like the wobbliness of it because it kind of mimics the way the monsters would move. He's very squishy. He's got big old boots like a Herman Munster or something. Big hands. I mean, I think he looks pretty cool. He's not as cool as that other one, of course, that Hammer-style Frankenstein, but still. Look, he's a big old jumbo rubbery Frankenstein. Now, I said that there were other versions of some of these. I have seen, not recently, but back when these were new, on eBay, there were some European versions that were essentially identical in every way except the heads. The heads had more serious, realistic-looking sculpts. So the Frankenstein looked more like a maybe Universal or a Herman Munster head instead of this. And the Dracula had a more, Universal-style head. I don't remember if there was a witch or not or what else they had, but I particularly remember the Frankenstein. It was essentially the same body, it's just a different head. And the sellers were in Europe. I don't remember what country. They weren't cheap. That's why I didn't buy them. I think they were $100 each back then, you know, on eBay, not at a store. But I wish I'd bought a few, but, you know, with the price was high and then the shipping and so on and so on. And it wasn't important enough at the time. Now I wish I had them. I haven't seen them for sale in a long, long time. I don't know. But, I mean, I haven't really been looking for them either, so maybe if I looked for them, I'd find them. What is the phrase at the end of "This Night I'll Possess Your Corpse"? To find the truth, you must first look for the truth. Paraphrasing. So this is the Frankenstein. He's neat. And I wish I don't get your hopes up, but I mean, if I find pictures of those other ones, I'll stick them in here, but I don't think I'm going to find pictures of them because I haven't seen them for sale in so long. I don't even know where I'd look for them. They're probably not on eBay anywhere or else I would have seen them. But just imagine these characters like this, but with serious looking heads instead of cartoony heads and more proportioned heads. That's what they were, but essentially the same bodies. And I don't know if those were made by Paper Magic Group. I don't know if there was some store chain in Europe that ordered them, because like these are made for Target. Or are these made for Target? Yes, they're made for Target. Yeah, these are made exclusively for Target. And the Alien and the Hammer Frank, it's my interpretation of Hammer Frank, those are made for Kmart. And those mummies were made for Universal theme parks. And I don't know if the smaller ones were for a particular store chain. There's one more set of these, like a second series of these things. I don't know, did Paper Magic make these? I think they did. I think I saw a Paper Magic sticker on one of them. Yeah, they are. Yeah, so these are also Paper Magic. These are made by the Paper Magic Group for Target. And this came out, I think, a year after these other ones. So this is like a second series. And they look different. Their proportions are obviously different. A little less cartoony. A little more serious looking. A little more like old-fashioned Halloween illustrations. Like when I look at her face, that looks like something from a 1920s, 30s, 40s Halloween card or something you stick on the wall. It looks like an old Halloween art from once upon a time. I bet that was sort of the inspiration for it. And the colors. So these are skinnier. They're more realistically proportioned. I wouldn't say they're serious looking, but they're, compared to the other ones, they're less cartoony. She's cute. Then we have this punky skeleton. He's a punk. Hey man, cut it out. I just want to hang out, maybe get some sleep, play some video games. Wake up. He's got jeans because he's a punk. Look at his hipster shoes there. Yeah, he's styling. I'm surprised he doesn't have tattoos or something. So he's a punky skeleton. He's not Buster. He's a little different. Look at that. He's cute. They're all cute. Now this one, it's part of that series, but it looks more like the earlier series. But it's part of this second series. This is a werewolf. Finally, we get a wolfman as part of this lineup. He's a cartoony wolfman. And you see he is Paper Magic Group. He's a little different from the other two we just saw. He's got that big round head like the earlier series. So maybe he was a holdover from the first series that, I don't know. But I remember when I bought him with those other two we just saw. So I bought all these new at the store. I didn't get these off eBay. I got all these from Target back when they were new. Now that Hammer style Frank and the Alien, no, I didn't buy those at the store. I bought those off eBay. But all of these Target ones, I bought these when they were new from Target. These are so cute. Well, we got through those. Let's take one more look at my favorite. This Frankie. After we saw all those other ones. He's my favorite. He's my favorite one. If I hadn't bought him, I don't know if I would have bought those other ones. I mean, he's the one that got me started down this road. Well, I guess that's it. Like I said, I just wanted to see you on Halloween. I wanted to share Halloween with you. So it was a light, breezy, not very high stakes, not very serious Halloween-y episode. I hope you have a great Halloween weekend. And as we always do, we'll take a little break now after the Halloween season, and we'll come back for the holidays with another block of episodes of Basement of Horror. I would like you to do one thing for me. My Imagineering video, if you haven't watched that, please watch it. But even if you have watched it, take another look at it. Because something weird happened with that. YouTube apparently flagged it as having explicit content. Because I guess, you know, Imagineering vampire blood and that kind of stuff. And there's some rubber masks and stuff that Imagineering made that are in that video. I'm talking about the panel discussion with the founders of Imagineering. The one I uploaded a few weeks ago. YouTube didn't like it. I mean, they didn't pull it. It's up. But it seems like they're not pushing it to anybody. My Ben Cooper video before it has almost, as of this recording, it's getting close to 6,000 views. And then Don Post's video after it has 2,000 something views. And then the Trick or Treat Studios Beast of Blood Shock Monster figures, that's climbing up towards the 2,000 mark as of this recording. So, but the Imagineering video struggled to climb up to 700 views, 800 views, after many days crawling on its hands and knees to get to 900. It'll, by the time you see this, it'll probably have crossed 1,000 views. But there's something funny going on with YouTube. I couldn't promote it. When I shared it on Facebook, if you clicked on it, at least for a while, it said this video contains explicit content. You must watch it on your app. I don't think it's saying that now, but there's something weird going on with that. So I think YouTube has sort of throttled it and is not putting it out there. So do me a favor, because it was such an honor to have those guests on that episode and to be able to present really, at least on YouTube, certainly an unprecedented history of that very important company. It was a real honor to be able to do that episode. I'm very proud to be able to have done it in the way it turned out. And I want people to see it. So please watch it, share it, spread it around, because YouTube's not going to do it. And I'm not going to edit it. I'm not going to take anything out of it. So give me a hand there. And this Halloween weekend, share that video, suggest it to somebody, and take another look at it yourself. So do me that favor, please. That's it. Thank you again. I really appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing Halloween weekend, and we'll see each other again in a few weeks. Until then, the one who dies with the most toys is dead.